Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday ruled unanimously states cannot invoke a 19th century Civil War era constitutional provision to keep Donald Trump or any other candidate off the ballot, saying only Congress has that power. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The ruling ends bids by dozens of states to end the Trump candidacy.
I think it's a very big day for America.
Trump says it's the right decision, one that'll be talked about for centuries.
The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that, and the Supreme Court saw that.
What political analyst Chris Galdieri at St. Anselm College thinks the court saw is a politically fraught case.
Just not wanting any part of this particular hot potato.
The court will hear arguments next month on whether Trump can be prosecuted on election interference charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ships will have to obtain a permit from Yemen's Houthi-controlled Maritime Affairs Authority before entering Yemeni waters, a Houthi official said on Monday. Houthi militants have repeatedly launched drones and missiles against international commercial shipping in the Gulf of Aden since mid-November, saying they are acting in solidarity with Palestinian militant group Hamas against Israel's offensive in Gaza. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. As French lawmakers voted that abortion should be protected by the French Constitution, supporters and opponents of the measure gathered at opposing demonstrations on Monday. Abortion rights are more widely accepted in France than in the United States and many other countries, with polls showing around 80% of French people support a women's right to an abortion. This is VOA News. Haiti's neighbors on Monday began shoring up their defenses and recalling embassy staff as a gang conflict in the Caribbean nation escalated and thousands fled fresh fighting. On Sunday, Haiti's de facto government issued a 72-hour state of emergency and imposed nightly curfews after armed men busted thousands from prison and a gang leader called for the ousting of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. The Dominican Republic, which shares the island of Hispaniola with Haiti and last year deported tens of thousands of Haitians, said on Monday that its defense minister was touring the border to supervise progress on a border fence while the president ruled out opening refugee camps for Haitians in the country. The UN human rights chief has called for a quick end to the repression of independent voices in Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Volker Turk singled out what he calls the persecution of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died in prison last month, and then lamented dozens of conflicts around the world, widespread violations of human rights law that have impacted millions, and displacements caused by war. Places where conflicts could escalate, Turk added, were the Middle East, the Horn of Africa, and Sudan. He told the Human Rights Council, "Rarely has humanity faced so many rapidly spiraling crises." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Following a record low turnout, hardliners have won most of the seats in Iran's parliamentary elections, indicating little about Iranian policy will change in the coming years. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
Iranian leaders last week called for participation in the country's parliamentary elections in the name of patriotism, while critics called for boycotts in the name of protest. It was the first election since a nationwide 2022 crackdown on protesters calling for women's rights, economic reform, and sometimes the fall of the government. Analysts say election turnout was low because the issues that caused the protests were never addressed. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. airman accused of leaking a trove of top-secret Pentagon documents online pleaded guilty in federal court Monday under a deal in which he accepted a roughly 17-year imprisonment in return for prosecutors dropping more serious espionage charges. Jack Teixeira, appearing in an orange prison jumpsuit, pleaded guilty to 6 counts of willful transmission of national defense information. But in the deal worked out between prosecutors and the disgraced serviceman's lawyers, he faces no espionage charges. Find more online, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.